does anything that happens to you really matter? Well, that's a question Liz's dad asks on today's Kids Corner. Stay tuned. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
There's never any shortage of things that need to be done around the house, even on the days when you might just want to relax. Liz and his dad are spending some time fixing the chain on Liz's bicycle.
And we slide the chain onto the gear, turn the pedals, and... Oh, watch fingers.
Oh, okay.
And, you have a working bicycle.
Yeah, awesome. And now I don't have to walk everywhere anymore.
You didn't have to before. You only needed to get around to fixing it.
Well, yeah, but I didn't want to. I thought it'd be too hard.
Now you know it wasn't. Next time, you can get the grease on your fingers.
Okay, thanks for helping me with my bike, Dad.
You're welcome, Liz. I hope you learned something.
Oh, yeah. Well, you do mean about putting the chain back on the bike, right?
Well, that, and about how easy it is to fix things when you need to. Any job can be fun. It all depends on your attitude.
I suppose.
You went 2 weeks without a bike to ride because you didn't want to fix it. Now you know that you could have fixed it in 2 minutes.
I won't make that mistake again.
Good. Now, where are you going to ride to first?
Oh, I'm going over to Spike's house. He wanted to play Mutant Sumo Boxing 9.
All right. You two be good.
Oh, we will.
While Liz and his dad were fixing his bike, Spike was having a different kind of encounter with his dad.
All right, here we go. Eat the energy pills. Okay. Shoot the mutant! Yeah, got him. Time to reload. Got it. Oh, no, an army of mutants? Yeah, gotcha. Come and get it. You want some of this? I got plenty of ammo. You're nothing. You're weak.
Spike!
Huh? Oh, man. What's up, Dad?
What's up? I just came from the garage.
Yeah?
You mowed the lawn yesterday?
Yeah, front and backyards. I used the weed whacker to get around the porch and the trees. Looks pretty good, doesn't it, Dad?
Yeah, it looks fine. But you didn't empty the grass clippings from the bag, and now the whole garage stinks.
I didn't know I was supposed to do that.
Of course you're supposed to do that. You always empty the clippings.
I was just trying to help.
Does it help now that our garage smells like a garbage dump?
What? I thought you'd be happy that I worked on the yard without being told.
I would be if you'd done it right.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna go find some air fresheners. Try and stay out of trouble.
Okay.
And get the door!
Okay.
Hey, Spike! Ready to do some mutant sumo boxing?
Nah, let's go for a bike ride.
Come on.
I don't want to hang around here.
Spike, I was really looking forward to the mutant sumo boxing.
Maybe later, after my dad leaves.
Uh-oh.
Liz and Spike rode their bikes to a hill overlooking Tureen.
What's eating at you, Spike?
Nothing.
Aw, come on. I haven't seen you this blue since you fell through the ice into the lake last winter.
I wasn't that blue.
Aw, come on. You were pretty blue.
Yeah, whatever.
So, what do you want to do this afternoon?
I don't care.
You want to go to Big Daddy's?
Sure. Whatever.
I can't be out too late, though. I gotta study for the math exam.
Oh, yeah. The math exam.
Yeah. Did you study for it yet?
Nah. Doesn't matter anyway.
What do you mean it doesn't matter? This is the unit exam, Spike. This is a quarter of our grade.
You go study if you want. I still say it doesn't matter. Nothing ever works out anyway.
What are you talking about?
I spent my whole day yesterday working on the yard.
Yeah.
Today, my dad yells at me because I didn't do it right. What's the point?
Oh, man, Spike, that's too bad.
And what about you? You worked hard to go on that missions trip to Gen-Aruba. Then you get sick and couldn't go.
Yeah, that was a bummer.
Everything's a bummer. Nothing we do is going to change anything, so why even bother?
The next day, Liz and his class took the math exam. The day after that, Miss Waddle had some disappointing news for Liz.
I'm sorry to have to tell you this, Liz. You earned a D- on the exam.
What? A D-? Really?
I'm afraid so. Did you study?
Yeah, Miss Waddle, all weekend.
Come in after school today, and I'll go over the answers you missed.
Oh, man.
You see what I mean, Liz?
What?
It doesn't matter. You study hard all weekend, and this is what you get.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Liz was so upset about doing so badly on his exam that he spent the next couple of days moping around. Lucille stopped by one afternoon while Liz was sitting in his front yard.
Hi, Liz.
Huh?
Oh, hi, Lucille.
What you doing?
Nothing, just sitting here.
Oh, you want to ride bikes?
No.
You want to get a ladybug shake?
Nah.
Spider like Sundays?
I don't think so.
Swim in the pond?
Nope.
Game of baseball?
Uh-uh.
Well, what do you want to do?
Nothing, I guess.
Why don't you want to do anything?
I just don't. I mean, nothing really matters anyway. Oh, what's the point? Whether I eat a sundae, drink a shake, swim in the pond, go for a bike ride, or play baseball, it's not going to change anything.
Do you realize you're not making any sense at all?
Does it matter if I realize it or not?
Does it matter that your attitude is really annoying?
Not to me.
No, it does to me.
Well, that's my point, Lucille. In the long run, does it matter to me that it matters to you, that it doesn't matter to me that my attitude is annoying?
Oh, you're not very much fun when you're like this.
Well, does it matter that I'm not...
If you're gonna act like this, I'm leaving.
Well, what will that change?
For me, a lot. I won't have to listen to you be silly and frustrating. I could go do anything I want, like play baseball, swim in the pond, eat a sundae, drink a shake, or go for a bike ride. And between the two of us, I'm the one who's gonna be having fun.
Then go. Do whatever you want. See if I care.
Liz, this just isn't like you. You're not even acting like my friend. You're just being so negative.
No, I'm not.
Ugh!
Liz was still moping around when he received a visit from one of his favorite lizards.
Grandpa Noli? What are you doing here?
Well, Lucille thought I could come talk some sense into you.
I don't see the point.
You probably don't, but I think you will.
You think so, huh?
I think if you listen to the story I'm about to tell you, you may change your attitude.
Okay, I'll listen, but
good.
I...
You listen then. Don't talk. Listen.
All right.
All right. Now, this all happened a long time ago. Right here in Tureen. There were these two kids we called Blinky and Beans. They were attending Tureen Community College, and they wanted to be on the radio, just like their favorite radio personality, Gila Man Jack.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, this is Gila Man Jack coming at you with some of the hottest music known to lizards.
Gila Man Jack is great.
Just think, we could be like Gila Man Jack someday.
Yeah, maybe we could get jobs at a recording studio?
That would be cool, if they'd hire us.
Well, one day they were checking out the college bulletin board for jobs, and they found just the opportunity they were looking for.
Blinky, look at this notice.
Help wanted. Two serious-minded studio technicians.
Uh-huh.
No experience needed.
You know what that means?
No, what?
This could be the chance for all of our studying and hard work to pay off. We'd be that much closer to being like Gila Man Jack.
Yeah, they probably won't hire us.
Why wouldn't they? We have to try.
Well, whatever. That's what you want to do.
Why wouldn't we want to do that? It's what we've wanted to do for years.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
Look, I'm going to apply for this studio job. You can come with and we can apply as a team, or you can sit around and wonder if anything really matters.
Well, where do you come into this story, Grandpa Noli?
Right about now.
Oh.
See, Blinky and Beans both attended my church school class when they were younger.
Oh.
Beans and I, well, we became pretty good friends. He came to see me.
Hi, Grandpa Noli.
Hey there, Beans. What brings you to my house today?
I guess I'm a little frustrated with Blinky.
Why?
We've been waiting for a long time to get a job at a recording studio.
That's right. You want to be the next Gila Man Jack.
Yeah. Well, this great opportunity came up for us both, and now he's acting all weird about it. Like he doesn't want to even try.
Why not?
I don't know. It's really bugging me. This is a great opportunity for us, and he might blow the whole deal.
But you haven't even applied yet. Aren't you getting ahead of yourself a little bit?
Come on, Grandpa Noli. Why wouldn't they want us? We're young.
True.
We're educated.
I suppose.
We're talented. Beautiful.
If you like that kind of thing.
And we're a great team.
That's true. You two have been as thick as ticks from the day you were hatched.
So what should I do?
Well, you need to tell Blinky what you just told me. Let him know that you're frustrated with his attitude and you really want to get this job.
What if he doesn't listen?
What if the moon falls on your head?
Now you're talking like Blinky.
I'm just trying to make a point. The moon isn't going to fall on your head.
Yeah.
You can't just sit and worry about things you can't control. You just take care of the things you can.
Oh. Okay, I will. I'll do it. I'll go talk to him. I'll tell him exactly what you said.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Could you just repeat that last part about the moon and the head?
So, Beans went back to Blinky, all ready to tell him what we talked about.
Blinky, I need to talk to you.
All right, just like mellow out.
I'm as mellow as I'm gonna be right now. We need to talk about this job opportunity.
All right, cool. Write it out.
The way I see, we need to go after this job. This is what we've been waiting and working for since we could first turn on the radio and listen to Gila Man Jack.
Yeah?
You and I are a team, Blinky. I don't want to do this without you, but I'm getting really frustrated with this whole nothing matters attitude. This job matters to me, and I want you to go along.
Okay, I'll go and apply.
Come with me to... Wait. You will? You'll come with me?
Sure, for you I'll do it. Well, I'll go.
All right. Then maybe we should get cracking on those applications.
Sure, Beans. Whatever.
So, Beans talked Blinky into going for the job, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a neat story, Grandpa.
No, oh, it's not over yet, Liz.
Oh. Well, let me ask you something.
All right, go ahead.
Grandpa, I'm 10 years old.
Right.
This is a story about older kids. Mm-hmm. What has this got to do with me?
If you just hold your horse flies, you'll find out what it has to do with you.
Okay.
How do you know it's finally spring? No more winter boots? Flowers blooming? Robins in your backyard? As the cold days of winter give way to warmer temperatures, it's time to get outside and learn about the changing seasons. Check out Kids Corner's Signs of Life scavenger hunt. Together, as a family, look out your window or go for a spring nature hunt outside. As you go through the scavenger hunt activities, read Psalm 100, all about praising God for the life He's given us. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities page to find the Signs of Life scavenger hunt. Explore all the things you see, feel, smell, and hear during this season. Signs of Life scavenger hunt. It's all for free from Kids Corner.
So what happened to Blinky and Beans? They went to interview for the studio job, right?
They sure did. Beans was so excited.
Well, yeah.
This was the job they'd been waiting for years, you know. The interviewer asked them why they thought they were qualified for the job.
We've been studying hard in college. We know how to use the equipment.
We really enjoy listening to things on the radio.
Oh, boy, howdy.
And we have a good sense of what works and what doesn't.
The interviewer asked if they had any special skills they could bring to the job.
I can speak in a variety of accents.
I can make a lot of funny noises with my nose.
Oh, yeah, I know 3 languages.
I can pull my tongue tight and play it like a guitar.
Oh, cool.
Then the interviewer asked Beans how badly he wanted the job.
Very badly, sir. This is a job I've been looking for most of my life. I mean, I wasn't old enough to do it all my life, but this is what I wanted to do all my life. At least since I was hatched. Not before then, but...
Then the interviewer asked Blinky how badly he wanted the job.
Well, you know, it'd be a pretty cool job to have. Mm. I mean, I'd be fine coming to work every day, like working in the studio and stuff. Well, what I'm saying is, I could take the job or leave it. If you don't want me around, I'd be cool with that. You know, whatever.
Bean's mouth hit the floor. He couldn't believe what he just heard Blinky say.
No way.
The interviewer was a bit surprised, too.
Yeah.
He thanked them politely and said goodbye. Well, Beans and Blinky didn't speak the whole way back to their room. Once they got home, though, Beans thought he should say something.
Are you crazy? You just blew it for us, Blinky.
Whoa, ease up there, partner. You need to just relax. If we don't get this job, it just wasn't meant to be.
If we don't get the job, it's because you told the interviewer you don't care if you get it or not.
Hey, look, nothing really matters anyway.
What?
This is all just a bunch of stuff. It's all gonna burn away anyway, and all the stress is gonna eat you up,
Your attitude is causing my stress. You don't take anything seriously.
Dude, did you ever stop to think that maybe you take everything too seriously?
I got it. Hello? Yeah, this is he. Yeah, thanks for calling back so quick. It's the studio. That's, Oh, really? No kidding. You thought so? Okay. I appreciate you calling back. Thanks. Bye.
So what'd they say?
We didn't get the job.
Didn't? Oh, well.
They said they liked me, but they wouldn't hire us as a team because they wanted two people who were fired up, and you seemed like...
What?
A dud.
He called me a dud?
Yep.
Hey, whatever.
Well, Beans was pretty upset. Without blinking knowing, he called me up and asked me to come over.
I'm guessing you went?
Of course I went.
Hey, Grandpa Nole, what are you doing here?
I came to see how you boys are doing. I heard you might be a bit upset about something.
You could say that.
We interviewed for a job before, and we didn't get it. And I keep telling Beans that this is all part of life's rich pageant.
Whatever.
You know, chalk another one up to a cruel twist of fate.
What he's not telling you is that we didn't get the job because he told the interviewer it didn't matter to him.
You said that?
Well, I told him if they didn't give us the job, it was no scales off my nose.
You know, Blinky, I think you're chalking up to a cruel twist of fate what you should be chalking up to your bad attitude.
Huh? Yeah,
it sounds to me like you blew it.
Come on, does this job really matter?
You don't get it, do you? It's not the job, it's your attitude. You want to be pessimistic all the time. You want to act like nothing matters.
Nothing does matter, dude.
I don't think so. What about you, Beans? You think nothing matters?
I guess not.
You know, there was a man in the Bible who had the same attitude as you, Blinky.
You know, I knew you were going to bring the Bible into this somewhere.
Well, it always helps to know what God thinks about every situation.
Yeah, well, I guess I don't care. I'll be on my way if you don't mind. Peace out.
You want me to get him back?
Not right now. Let him think about it. Someday he'll see that God's way is better.
Who is the man in the Bible you were talking about?
Well, the writer of the book of Ecclesiastes. The theme of the first 11 chapters of his book is meaningless, meaningless. Everything is meaningless.
Whoa, that sounds just like Blinky.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. But this isn't how the book ends.
Huh.
In the last chapter, he explains that everything is meaningless when you don't have God in the equation. But with God, all things, good and bad, are not meaningless, but meaningful. If you remember that God is the one who's in charge of everything, then well, everything matters. That's why the writer tells us to remember your Creator in the days of your youth.
What if God said whatever every time I stop to pray? What if God thought what's it matter when I asked Him to guide my way? If He treated me like I treat Him, when I live like He isn't there. If God never thought about me, what if God didn't care? Who cares? God cares. That's all I need to know. He didn't put me on this earth handle things alone. And to Him, every detail matters, and every pain He shares. I look at life a little differently because I know who cares. How can I say whatever to a friend who needs a hand? How can I think, oh, what's it matter if you need me to take a stand? If I treated you like God treats me, how much better this world would be. I swear I will care about you just like God cares for me. Who cares? God cares. That's all I need to know. He didn't put me on. on this earth to handle things alone. And to him, every detail matters, and every pain he shares. I look at life a little differently because I know who cares.
So, whatever happened to Blinky and Beans?
Well, they finished school and went their separate ways. They were friends, but, their friendship was never as strong after that.
Wow. Was Blinky always so negative?
No, not always. Huh. But his attitude did cause him lots of problems later on, and, still does to this day.
What about Beans?
Beans never did work in radio, but he met a nice girl, got married, and had a couple kids.
Huh. Do you still talk to either of them?
I haven't talked to Blinky in a long time, but I talked to Beans just today.
Really? Do I know him?
You probably know him better than I do.
No way. Really? Who is it?
I should hope so. He's your dad.
That's right.
Wait, Dad! Hold on a second. You were Beans?
Yep, a long time ago.
Okay, wait, then. If you're Beans, then who's Blinky?
You don't need to know who Blinky is.
Yeah, it's not important. What's important is that your attitude is better.
Yes, Liz. Whether it's getting a job when you get older or passing a math test right now, you should do everything as though you were doing your absolute best, because you are doing it for God.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was trying to make myself feel better by telling myself that the test didn't matter.
Mm. Did it work?
No, I ended up feeling worse. Mm. I thought if the test doesn't matter, then school doesn't matter. And if school doesn't matter, then nothing matters. And if nothing matters, then I don't matter. And if I don't matter...
Hold on there, Liz. Your eyes are beginning to spin.
Yeah.
The point is, you do matter.
I know.
To me and to God.
Yeah. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Right, Grandpa?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, God is still going to be in control.
So there's no reason I should be so negative about everything.
No reason at all.
You've got it, Liz.
Hey, thanks, Beans.
Liz?
Yeah?
Don't call me Beans.
So Liz learned a lesson, as well as a little bit about his dad. Every one of us is like Blinky and Beans. We can either be positive or negative. We can either believe that God is working in our lives or not. When we do believe He is, we know that everything in our lives has meaning. The Bible says, "What a beautiful sight it is to see messengers coming with good news." I don't know about you, but I'd rather be sharing good news and making people happy than being dark and gloomy all the time. Besides, God loves you. There's plenty to be happy about.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh,
hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Listen Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.